Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the morning show on this January 27th, 2026. I'm your host, Phil Huff, this morning, and with me in the studio, we have Joan Urbaniak from the Chamber of Commerce here locally, the greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to get to that in a moment. First, we're going to go a little bit beyond the avalanche forecast into a more general look at the weather. As they might say, the rest of the story. Today, we're looking at a high of 35 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, a low of 29. Tomorrow, a chance of snow. We haven't seen that in the forecast for a while, but yes, there it is, a 40% chance of snow, a high in the mid-30s, so hopefully it doesn't get too much warmer and it sticks. Wednesday night, it increases to 60% chance the temperature drops. Unfortunately, then it says rain likely. And Thursday, here it comes, 80% chance of rain, high in the upper 30s, and we're back into that wintry mix, but on the spring side of wintry mix, Friday night, and into Saturday morning, we have a chance of rain. Blah. So welcome to the studio, Joan. I think this is your first time in here at KRFY, although not new to radio. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you so much, Phil, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. For the guests who don't know, I've known Joan since she began at the Chamber as one of the Chamber ambassadors. And here we are today with the pleasure to actually talk to her a little bit more about herself, her role with the Chamber, and the upcoming Winter Carnival. We're going to get to that in the later part of the show, but I think this is a great opportunity for you to introduce yourself to our listeners, being fairly new to the Chamber and in some ways new to the community.
Thank you so much. Yes, I've passed my 90-day mark, so I think they're going to keep me. That's the good news.
That is good news.
I started on October 1st. I basically, my background is nonprofit management. I did that for 25 years down in Southern California. And I told my husband, I said, we don't want to live here when we retire. Let's move to someplace beautiful. And my husband took a trip and found Priest River, Idaho. That's where we're living right now, even though we come to Sandpoint just about every day. And really enjoying it there. It's interestingly, he's Polish, and so it's at the same latitude as Poland. Mm. So he's totally happy because there's snow, there's the four seasons, there's greenery. He just loves it. And I am loving it too. I've been here now for 3 years. I retired after the 25 years of nonprofit management. And then after the 3 years and after reading all the books I could and hadn't had a chance to, I decided it was time to go back into the workforce. I wasn't meeting the local people and really having a great time.
Well, the Chamber's a good way to meet local people.
Definitely. And so this opportunity came up to be the executive director, and I jumped at it because it basically is, even though I wasn't working for a Chamber of Commerce, I still know the nonprofit organization and the importance of fundraising and keeping nonprofits afloat. I worked for the 25 years for an organization that educated homeowners association boards of directors, so they knew what they were supposed to be doing, which, as you all know, HOAs, they're run by volunteer boards, so they need as much help as they can. So since October, I've been here, and it's been a great experience. Everybody is very welcoming, and I am following a very strong legacy. Kate McAllister was a great leader and started many of the events that are continued today, followed by Mickey Hemingway, who also was very strong and has become a great friend to me and mentor. And now here we are.
Yeah, Sandpoint, for a relatively small chamber, has been blessed with some really good chamber directors, EDs, presidents, and such. And I'm glad you mentioned the nonprofit, because oftentimes we forget the business community includes that nonprofit component. And there are a lot of nonprofits in town, as well, of course, the chamber being one itself. So understanding that side of the business world is really helpful.
It definitely is. And it basically, now, you know, I understand how to put on events, and we've got many things that are going on in the chamber. As you know, the chamber started in 1978. Mm-hmm. and we've been growing ever since then. We're housed in the visitor center, and that's a very important component of what we do. We receive a grant from the state every year to attract visitors to Standpoint, to stay overnight, to really enjoy what we have here, going up to Schweitzer Mountain, skiing. And so everything is very important. And so we have an active visitor center. Now, right now, not too many people are coming to visit us because of the weather. But I understand.
Or they're skipping right by and heading up to the mountain.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it. And so, but pretty soon, starting March, early April, we're going to be getting a lot of visitors. And I'm looking forward to that because it's always interesting to talk to the people who are passing through to see where they're coming from. Many from Montana, California, Oregon, even Washington. They're out on day trips coming over to Sandpoint and staying overnight because they love it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Of course, there's a fluctuation in the business season, but there are, or the visitor season, but some of the aspects of the Chamber's programming occur year-round. Let's dig in a little bit to that. What happens on a regular, ongoing basis?
Well, we have luncheons for our members and any visitors who'd like to attend. They're the second Thursday of every month. We have a business after hours where one of our members hosts a little let's get together from 5 to 7, and that's usually the last Wednesday of every month. We have a coffee and connect, which is becoming really successful. I'm so glad. It's a morning just coffee clatch that you come for an hour, you drop into the chamber, and you meet fellow members. Last week when we did it, we had, what was it, like 14 or 15, all from different businesses. So it was a great opportunity for them to exchange business cards, to learn about each other on a personal basis.
Mm-hmm. And these events are open to the public at large or members only?
Most of them are members only, but if there's someone who's interested in becoming a member, we encourage them to come to see what it's like. Mm-hmm. We're very inclusive. Our people love getting together, and that's what I'm trying to foster, having come on. That's my background, that let's get together, let's have fun together, and let's enjoy being members of this organization.
And what's the best way to find out more information, more details about when and what speakers are happening at the luncheons?
I think basically to go onto our website, which is sandpointchamber.org, you can find out a lot that way. We do have major events that we put on during the year, too.
Let's talk about those. There's a number of, we would say maybe our marquee events that Sandpoint identifies and Bonner County identifies as, you know, homegrown. Let's talk about those.
Well, we did the tree lighting day after Thanksgiving. It was very successful. We had over 400 people in Jeff Jones Square, lit the tree. We had the dance team from the high school there. The mayor came. It was just fun. And then we have Winter Carnival, which we'll talk about a little later. And that is February 13th through 22nd. I'm busy planning that. And then we have our Beer Fest. It's going to be July 5th this year. We've changed the date because July 4th is a Saturday. That's when we'd usually have it. But we think it's better to change it for the next day. Mm-hmm. And then in June, we have our summer sampler that goes on. So we're busy year-round planning these events and making sure that the city is included in all of this planning.
So that's going to be a busy weekend, July 4th. Parade, fireworks on Saturday, and then Sunday, Beer Fest.
Yes. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And where is Beer Fest going to be? At the same location this year down where the hotel in Trinity's used to be?
We aren't quite sure. Okay. We aren't quite sure how that's going to work. If not, we'll be in Farman Park.
Okay.
We're working on the details right now, but it's happening. No matter where, you'll hear about it.
Yeah. And then is there a sporting event in the fall? At least there used to be, and I think there was off-again discussion whether that was going to continue.
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard about it yet, but I still have more to learn.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It'll sneak right up on you.
Exactly.
You know, if you let it, of course. And then there's, excuse me, getting over a little bronchitis here. And then there's the reason we're here today, which is Winter Carnival. We're going to unpack that a little bit more. We might Take a little bit of a break first. But this year's theme for Winter Carnival is
Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice. And, you know, having heard that before, I dug into the care of our archives, if you will, and found some of original recordings in his own voice, Robert Frost.
Oh, great.
Of course, the eminent personality who created the concept of fire and ice, well, I suppose it's been around for a while, but really embodies it for many a school student. So we're going to take a really short break here and listen in his own words to Robert Frost. Oop, I think we're going to have to wait on that. Okay. So we'll come back to Robert Frost in a moment, but let's keep continuing to talk about all things chamber. Talk about some of the other activities that take place, some of the work you do on an ongoing basis that's outside of the event schedule.
Well, basically, I'm busy now working with the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association to bring them back into the fold of the chamber. I feel that they've been distanced. That's what I've been hearing around town. And so I've been working closely with them. I go to their meetings just to make them also feel that they're important to the Chamber of Commerce, because our goal is really, you know, we're advocating for business development in Sandpoint. And we want to make sure that everyone is succeeding. They're able to stay in business, even during those harsh winter months when, you know, maybe one or two people are coming into their establishments. It's so important. So I'm working with them to do that. And then, you know, continuing to attract tourism to Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. So what does your average day look like? You drive over from Priest River, you hit the office first, you're out pounding the pavement?
Basically, right now, I just hired an assistant. My assistant went on to take a wonderful job. So I just hired another one that'll start March 2nd.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. And so right now, I'm running the place myself. So the tourist center is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I'm pretty well have to stay there at the tourist center in order to greet anyone who comes in. So I'm busy making sure that our request for pamphlets are going out. I'm on the phone to people making sure that I'm setting up events, that I have speakers, that our sponsors are getting their benefits. And also, we put out a weekly e-newsletter on Monday morning. So I'm crafting that to make sure that it can go out on time with enough information. And we encourage our members to actually send us information if they're having an event that's going on or they're offering some kind of a special so that we can highlight those businesses during the week, during their time. So that's what I'm doing on a daily basis, basically on the phone most of the time. You'd be surprised at how many people call just for information, because we are a resource for information about Sandpoint, about different opportunities. Some people are even calling us for as simple as they need resources. So,
Yeah, in addition to being a great resource for visitors, for locals who are looking for a service referral or a business for whatever the purpose, for going out to dinner. It's great to know if it's a chamber member, you want to support the business community.
That's exactly it.
Okay, I think we have Robert Frost queued up. We're going to try it one more time anyway. So let's listen in his own words to Robert Frost's Fire and Ice. Okay, Mr. Robert Frost. So how did you come up with the theme Fire and Ice for this year's carnival?
Basically, we just thought of it.
Yeah.
Basically just came up with it. I have to admit, ChatGPT has become my best friend. So I kind of went in and said, what are some good themes? And came up with Fire and Ice and floated it out there with a great planning committee that I have. And that's it. And what we're hoping is that the theme will not change from year to year. That we're going to establish that so that we're known as the Fire and Ice Winter Carnival in Sandpoint.
Well, then you have to be doing some events that include fire dancing or fireworks.
And we are. We are this year. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's take a little song break, then we're going to come back and really delve into all of the details for all of the events occurring during the Winter Carnival week so that folks know what to invite out-of-towners to or stick around for. So let's hang on and listen to a little Pat Benatar, and we'll be right back with more details about this year's upcoming Sandpoint Winter Carnival. Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice. If that doesn't get you revved up for the season for the Winter Carnival, I'm not sure what will.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, since I've been on board, I've really learned a lot about the history of the Winter Carnival and how it came to be in Sandpoint.
Yeah, let's dig into that. Where did the whole concept of Winter Carnivals start? There's Winter Carnivals in a lot of places.
A lot of places, and some of them are over 100 years old. We're celebrating the 53rd. Amazingly
wow.
enough.
53 years.
Yeah, it started in 1973, the year I actually graduated from Colorado College.
Okay.
So it's started there, and it was created by the townspeople to provide a fun release for the local community during the winter months. Mm-hmm. You know, I found out an interesting fact recently that in January, 70% of the days are cloudy. That's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it seems so, like more sometimes.
Yeah. So take that vitamin D. We're still going to need it, I think. Yeah. But we're getting some sun this week, so that should help us.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Winter Carnival. So that basically, it's grown over the years, and here we are celebrating the 53rd. The other largest Winter Carnival that I was able to find out about was in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, I would imagine they'd put on a good
one. Oh, they put on a great one. Wow. So I'm learning from them, and we're actually starting a few things, copying them. I admit it, but I think it's worth bringing some of these things to Sandpoint.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with importing good ideas. And there's always been a wonderful array of events for the Sandpoint Winter Carnival, and it'd be really exciting to hear more about both those as well as anything new. I always think of our Winter Carnival's kickoff as the Parade of Lights. Is that still the case?
Yes. In fact, I'm so excited this year because we are lengthening the parade route. You know what I've heard is that it was so short last year that basically the tail ran into the head, and they actually went around twice because they really hadn't had enough fun.
Yeah.
So this year, we're bringing it down to First Avenue.
Okay.
So it's going to start from the city parking lot. It's going to go down Church, across First to Cedar, up Cedar, all the way to Fourth, over to Oak, and then down Oak back to the city parking lot. So you'll be able to stand anywhere along that route. If you've been shopping down on First Avenue, you'll be able to walk right out of the store and see it go by.
That is longer. That's substantially longer on all corners.
Yes.
Or at least three of the four corners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be fun for people. And as I was stopping by visiting some of the shops on First Avenue, they're really excited because many of them were not able to leave their shops to watch the parade because it was up on Second Avenue.
Remind us the date and times.
Okay, it's going to be Friday, February 13th. Friday the 13th, it's going to be a lucky day, I've decided. Yeah. So it's going to start at 5:30.
Okay.
We now have more than 15 entries, and we're shooting for 20. So if there's anybody out there who wants to be in the parade, there's no entry fee. You just go to sandpointwintercarnival.com and sign up online. So the registration comes into me and I know that you're showing up. It can be a float. It can be people marching. It can be a decorated truck with your company logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
The more the merrier.
And if you're not interested in walking in the parade on your own and aren't part of a group, what's the best way to watch it?
I think the best way is just to stand on any of those street corners and watch it come down the street. We expect it to last probably from about 5:30 to 6:15, 6:30.
Okay.
We're going to slow it down this year because the poor Girl Scouts were running along. It was just going a little too fast.
Yeah,
and I think that we need to give people a chance to really enjoy it and applaud and make it a big deal.
Yeah, I remember years past, if you got there at 5:40, it was over.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen this year, Phil.
Okay. And what happens afterwards? Some years there's been like a block party on 3rd. Is that happening?
Yes. We've got quite a few activities that are going to be happening. The Ponderay Winery is going to have its traditional post-parade party. That's going to be fun. And they have partnered with Panhandle Habitat for Humanity, who's having a fundraiser. So they're joining together to do that. So that's a great reason for you to stay downtown. Mm-hmm. Also, Connie's Cafe is going to have a post-parade party. The Hive is going to put on their paper flowers. Barrel 33 is going to have an event. And also, something really special, this Sunshine on Cedar is going to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
Oh.
And they are bringing over dragon dancers.
Oh, how fun.
To dance out there in front of the Cedar Street Bridge.
Well, that'll
a lot of fun. Make sure that you come down so you can view some of these really fun activities going on.
So that kicks us off. Let's roll from Friday into the weekend.
Well, Friday through the weekend. Okay, you know that Saturday is Valentine's Day.
Yep, that would be the 14th.
Yes.
I can't forget Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, and also on Friday, Bella Terra is actually putting on their Galentine's Day during the day. So don't miss that. Come early downtown so you can go to that. That's going to be, I believe, from 5 to 7. But at least then you'll be down in the area, you'll see the parade, and you'll be able to take advantage of what's going on there. As far as the week goes, then into Valentine's Day, we've got the Marigold Bistro is putting on a special dinner. We're having, it's called Love or Luck Couples Trivia at Connie's. There's going to be live music with Aaron Golay at the 219er. Barrel 33 is putting on an event. And also, I almost forgot. Okay, Western Pleasure Guest Ranch is hosting a sleigh ride, dinner, and a concert on Saturday. Mm. So if you're interested in going up the mountain and doing that, I hear that is a wonderful experience for the family.
Yeah, they do a good job out at Western Pleasure.
So think about that. Then Sunday, Schweitzer starts all of its events also on Friday with a snow bar and other things going on. It's their big day in that they're going to have live music, a Let It Glow parade, and fireworks. So make sure that you're going up the mountain that day so that you can watch the fireworks, because I understand that you can take the ski lift up and then watch it from the top, and they're just spectacular.
Mm, that would be a great vantage point.
Have you done that,
Phil? I haven't done that, no.
Well, I think that should be fun. And then during the week, we've got different events that are going on. We've got trivia night with Kinnick-Sue Land Trust. We've got a bluegrass jam at Connie's. We've got Schweitzer skiing. We're going to have snow. So let's just assume that we're going to have a great ski season. It's going to be starting after this week of rain. Phil, we're not going to mention that again.
We have 3 weeks for snow.
Exactly. And then all during the week, there are different activities. And you can go on to sandpointwintercarnival.com to see what all is going on. And then at the end of the week is Eichhardt's Keg Pull.
Yeah, that's been the traditional end and a highlight for many people. A fabulous event.
So it should be good. And actually, they're doing it together with Better Together Animal Shelter as a fundraiser for them. So that's a very good cause. So you want to come out and support that.
Now, when I think of winter carnivals, I remember growing up and going to college in Maine, and winter carnival week always meant ice sculptures. The freshman dorms competed for the best ice sculpture. And I think at Sandpoint, we used to have those, perhaps when we had more snow and ice to sculpt. But anything like that in the offings?
Well, we tried. But we found out, we just can't do it downtown anymore. It's just too warm. I talked to Schweitzer, and since we really don't know what the conditions are going to be, we are not going to have an ice sculpture. It's become very expensive to buy those blocks and bring people in to do it. I even proposed a snowman making contest, thinking, well, then at least families could participate. But they said that there really isn't room in their square up there to do that. So we'll work on that possibly for next year.
I say ice sculpture, but most of it was snow. Of course, you have to have snow even, and that's If there isn't a super abundance of fresh snow, it does just become slush and dirt. But
exactly.
It's something to think about, though, for the future. I think it would add a whole lot of fun and festivity.
Yes, I think so, too. So maybe we need to figure out a way to morph that into some other great activity that we can do. You know, there's some other things. I just wanted to let you know that there's going to be a lot starting to, you're going to see a lot around town. Let's put it this way. Promoting Winter Carnival.
Well, good.
Beginning of February next week, you're going to see banners on all of the streetlight poles. And we've been very fortunate in that these banners are being sponsored by various businesses around town. So you'll see those. Those will be up. So that'll brighten up downtown. And you'll see those up through the end of Winter Carnival. We're also look around because we are fabricating wood skiers, 4-foot wood skiers to stand outside various businesses. And the shop owners are going to be able to decorate them, paint them, dress them. So I think that'll be fun.
Now, I remember a few years back, probably 3-4, the world's longest hat was dragged out of the archives from the museum and paraded around it. This knitted stocking cap went on for about a block.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear about that.
I assume they must still have it in their collection. I think they owned it. I don't think they imported it from somewhere. So it might be worth checking in with them and see if they want to pull it out of the closet again, because a longer parade would really benefit that hat. It needed a full block just for itself.
Oh, how fun. Oh, I'll look into that. Thanks,
yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
Didn't even know about that. The other thing that I think is real important for you to know is for the first time in 53 years, we have created a commemorative lapel pin. And they're really exciting. We're selling them for $5 donation. And there are different businesses around town that are going to be able to provide them with you. There's a little sign. You click your phone with the QR code. You can buy them. But we hope to see everybody around town wearing those lapel pins. I think they're kind of fun. And it's only the beginning. We're going to make those collector's items and put ourselves on the map again. So that's what's going on. Those are the main things. And I did want to say, too, just mention that we're very fortunate that those wood skiers, Sandpoint Building Supply, generously donated the wood. And Sandpoint High, the shop class, is fabricating them for us. And we have been selling them. Sales are over, but we've been selling them to the shop owners. And all net proceeds will go back to the shop class. So we're very dedicated to supporting the local community and giving back whenever we can as a chamber.
What does the impact of Winter Carnival mean, other than a lot of fun for locals, and hopefully it attracts some visitors? And with that comes some economic benefit. Do you have any way of measuring the potential economic benefit of it?
Well, you know, we really haven't been concentrating on making money from the Winter Carnival in the past, to tell you the truth. And so this will be the first year. We may make a couple $1,000s, but it hasn't really become a moneymaker.
Not thinking so much a moneymaker for the chamber, just for the town, for the businesses. Is there an uptick in business that week?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think that is the benefit of continuing to put on this Winter Carnival. And also for Schweitzer, I understand that, their hotels are really doing well and well booked for that week, because a lot of people are coming from out of town.
People want to be here.
They want to be here during that week, and that's real important. So, yes, we're going to see a difference. People are going to be shopping downtown, and with all the events going on, they're going to be coming during the day, staying during the evening to go to each of these events.
Yeah.
So I think that it's very important for the economic survival.
And, of course, in addition to the economics, there's the whole social impact. That keg pull is one of the highlights of certain people's social calendars for the year.
Exactly. So I'm hoping a lot of people will turn out. Oh, another thing I forgot to mention is that this year we're electing a king and queen. of the carnival.
Okay.
And so you can nominate a king and queen couple. We're doing it by couple because we're hoping that these, you know, that the couple will then attend many of the events. And so you can nominate through January 30th through sandpointwintercarnival.com. And we're hoping we get a lot of nominations. I'm planning to invite them to walk in the parade, and then we'll crown the king and queen during the post-party at Ponderay Winery.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I think it should be. You know, we need to bring some of these traditions in, and it just makes it fun. So then the next year, the king and queen will have a float, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, somehow the Ice King has more resonance than the Ice Queen, but you know, the Ice Queen just sounds like a villain.
Well, that's why we're doing Ice King and Fire Queen.
Fire Queen, there we go.
That's what it is.
Ice King and Fire Queen.
Yes. And I haven't worked out the details yet, but my plan is to go to the high school and see if their art class won't craft the crowns. Come up with a fire crown and an ice crown for them to wear. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. Yeah,
that'll be a whole lot of fun. Well, more on that as it progresses. When would you unveil the lucky winners?
Well, that will be during the post party at Ponderay Winery.
Okay, yeah.
But you'll be able to vote. You know, we'll have the nominations will close January 30th, and then you'll have a good week to vote on your favorite. So that we'll know, but you won't know until the party.
13th, yes. All right. Well, how what other winter carnival things do we have as we're kind of barreling towards the end of the interview?
Well, basically, there's going to be Family Day on Cedar Street Bridge on Saturday, the day before the keg pull, the February 21st. There's going to be a comedy avalanche at the Panada. Live music at the 219 Lounge, and then, of course, events on Schweitzer Mountain.
Yeah, lots of stuff there.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. Make sure you go onto the website, check it out, plan these family events. They're all family events.
Is that a standalone website or it's part of the Chamber's pages?
No, it's a standalone website, sandpointwintercarnival.com.
Okay. Sandpointwintercarnival.com. That's easy to remember.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, as we head towards the end of the interview, I think the only thing we haven't talked about chamber-related is Leadership Sandpoint.
Yeah, one thing I really wanted to make sure that people knew about is that the Chamber of Commerce is very invested in educating future leaders of our community. And they created the Leadership Sandpoint educational program that goes on every year. And this year we have 17 participants. They come from all different businesses around Sandpoint. They're meeting once a month. And what they do is they travel around to different businesses, learning about them, like the water district, learning how it goes. They went to the historical museum. They toured the library because many, even though they live locally and work locally, they aren't familiar with the workings of these establishments. So it's been exciting. I had the opportunity to be part of the tour of the high school. Very interesting to me because I hadn't been in high school for many years, but to see what kind of technology the students are able to work with, how excited the teachers are to work with their students, and what is being taught in the high school now. So that was really fun. The Leadership Sandpoint, each year they choose a nonprofit to fundraise for. And so this year they've chosen the museum. They're going to help preserve some of the artifacts. They're providing these special boxes. And so they're holding a fundraiser next May 2nd. The details haven't come out yet. They're still planning that. But put on your calendar May 2nd.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a real important day. And they're going to be fundraising all the way up to that. But the party is going to basically celebrate the end of the fundraising. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, Leadership Sandpoint is such a great program. Having gone through it myself about 5-6 years ago, it's a wonderful way to get to know the community, to find out more about other business leaders. And it's open to pretty much anyone, right?
Yes. It is. You don't have to be a chamber member. Your company usually suggests that you do this. And I think it helps you in your professional career.
So if someone's interested in participating in a future Leadership Sandpoint class, what's the best way to get more information?
They can call the Chamber of Commerce, get more information. I believe in the spring is when we start taking applications for the next year.
Yeah.
So that's the point. But I did want to make sure that everybody knew about that, especially the business owners, so that they can, if they see some talent, you know, within their midst, that they're trying to promote. This is one way to promote that talent and let that employee know that you really believe in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thought to close on. If you've just tuned in, this is the Tuesday Morning Show at KRFY, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. This morning, I've been talking with Joan Urbaniak, the executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, about all things chamber-related, many of the marquee events, including the Winter Carnival, one of the most fun things in Sandpoint all year, coming up February 13th to 22nd. For more information on that, you can go to the
sandpointwintercarnival.com.
And for more about the chamber, then Google the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce website.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Joan. And we're going to go now to one of the number one hits of 1973, which was 53 years ago, the first year of the Winter Carnival, a little bit of Jim Croce.